This is Akashvani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 78th Independence Day at 7 p.m. today. The address will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. On Doordarshan, the broadcast of the address in Hindi and English will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Independence Day. Head Constable of Telangana Police, Chaduvu Yadaya, was awarded the President's Medal for Gallantry. President's Medal for Distinguished Service is awarded for Special Distinguished Record and Service, whereas Medal for Meritorious Service is awarded for Valuable Service characterized by devotion to duty. The Home Ministry said 213 personnel have been awarded medal for gallantry. It said out of the 94 President's Medal for Distinguished Service, 75 have been awarded to police service, 8 to fire service, 8 to civil defence and home guard service, and 3 to correctional service. 729 personnel have been awarded medal for meritorious service. The Supreme Court today clarified that states can recover past tax dues on mineral rights, but not for the period before the 1st of April 2005. The Apex Court rejected the argument that its judgment delivered on the 25th of July, upholding the powers of the states to tax mineral rights, should be given prospective effect only. On the 25th of July, the Apex Court had ruled that states have the power to levy tax on mineral rights and that the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957 does not limit such power of the states. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated Amrit Udyan Summer Annuals 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. It will open to the public from Friday and visitors can visit it till the 15th of September. To ignite young minds with the spirit of Amrit Udyan, button badges will be distributed among the school children. Another new physical setup is an interactive sound pipe exhibit. It will allow children to experience the fascinating world of acoustics firsthand. Visitors will also be presented with a unique and eco-friendly seat papers memento. For the first time this year, sportspersons have been invited to witness Amrit Udyan on the 29th of August on the occasion of National Sports Day. A free shuttle bus service from Central Secretariat Metro Station will also be available for the convenience of the visitors. The tickets can be booked at Rashtrapati Bhavan's website. Entry is free for Amrit Udyan. The Supreme Court today refused interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case linked to the National Capital's now-scrapped liquor policy. The court sought the CBI's reply on the Aam Aadmi Party leader's bail plea and posted the matter for August 23. The ARP chief was arrested by the CBI on the 26th of June while he was in custody of the Enforcement Directorate in the money laundering case arising out of the alleged liquor policy scam. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the countless people who were impacted and greatly suffered due to the horrors of partition. Mr. Modi said, "This is also a day to pay tributes to their courage, which illustrates the power of human resilience." He said that a lot of those impacted by partition went on to rebuild their lives and attain immense success. The Prime Minister emphasized the nation's commitment to protect the bonds of unity and brotherhood in the country. In a tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots, the government has decided in 2021 to observe 14th of August every year as a day to commemorate their sacrifices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.